Today, we are going to talk about how to create connections in Web3. So, Will, you want to go first?
Yes. First of all, go and get yourself an $8 verified checkmark. So then that way you can jump into influencers or builders DMs. So your message gets up right onto the top. This is a new feature that, you know, Elon, first thing he comes to the office, cranked out. So then that way they can get a little bit more revenue. And I think that this is a good feature for those that are starting out, because now you'd be able to get the attention of people that matter, that you want to connect with. And I think once you have and are in their inbox, I think this is actually a really good time for you to do any type of networking, because market's slow. There's really not much going on and people are just heads down building. People are willing to go and actually have meetings to see how they can collaborate, how can they create more value with each other. And yeah, so I think it's a really, really good time for you to slip into the DMs.
Yeah, I think to build on that, it's also taking a look at what people are interested in, right? So let's say I want to reach out to Will and I don't know who Will is at all. Then I might look at his Twitter or his Instagram or whatever and just see what he's excited about and what he's interested in and how I can add value. So this is assuming I know nothing about him, but I can present an offer to him. It's like, oh, I can tell that you're trying to get on like the best podcast on Web3. I actually know this person at like Bankless or whatever and make that connection. That's automatic value add right there. And maybe you can kickstart that relationship. What's always worked really well for me is throwing dinners with people that are doing interesting things. And so instead of trying to be interesting, put a group of interesting people together and just be interested in them. And then everything will kind of fall into place. Most people, and especially in Web3, I find it's kind of a little behind the times, I believe, is people want to look good. They want to be influential, right? But again, there's a great timeless book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Everyone's favorite subject is themselves. And so how can you become more interested in them? And then you'll get everything. And then, you know, it goes back to the Zig Ziglar quote, help others get what they want and you'll get whatever you want. And it's always about other people. It's never about you. The more you can be selfless, you actually end up getting everything you want as if you were selfish. So those are just a couple things I would say out the gate. And then also, if you want to create a genuine connection, it's hard to become close to everyone. Not many people, like your close circle can only be so big, right? If you think about looking at Dunbar's numbers, there's like these like layers to the circles. So whoever you connect with, like for example, like the relationship I have with Will over here, it's not like I have this relationship with everyone in Web3. There's only a handful of people. It's like, oh, there's shared values, you know, where we look the same, right? And I just think Will's a great guy and he's doing something really interesting. And so I want to be able to support however I can. So we've supported each other over the last year or so that we've known each other, and we're going to continue to do so. Will?
Yeah, I think one thing that is very important is to make sure that the people you're connecting with have aligned values. I think ultimately when it comes down to it, it's you're dealing business and collaborations is a people to people game. It's a relationship building. And a lot of times it's not the actual project on hand that is going to reap the most rewards, but it's the deals coming through for years to come. And so being able to connect with people that you actually don't mind hanging out with or actually love to hang out with is really, really important. And case in point with me and Eric, the first time we met, I'm like, dude, this guy is so giving and this guy is just such a great, genuine human being that I connected with him right away. Remember when we were at the event, I'm like, I just felt that I had to give you that little figurine because it was like, oh, there was that connection. And I think that is because of the aligned values. And yet on the other hand, I've connected with people that are 8-9 figures and that they are super helpful and advantageous to have as a friend in the space, but they were just assholes. And it's just someone that I do not want to hang out with. It doesn't even matter how much they can help the littles or me. It doesn't matter. It's just not someone I do not want to get associated with. But nonetheless, I think being able to connect on the personal level is what's going to do much more good in the future.
That's actually a really big one, Will. So I think one of the key lessons is if you want to get far in life, you can't be an asshole, right? And you want to avoid assholes around your life. And here's the thing. I believe we're all recovering assholes. I'll be the first to admit I'm recovering asshole. And sometimes all of us, we have asshole-ish tendencies. And so we have to be very mindful of when we're being an asshole. I don't think anybody's completely pure, like very rare. So you have to be very aware of where you stand. And also look around. If you're hanging around a bunch of assholes, chances are you're probably an asshole. Keep that in mind as well. So if they want to connect with people, don't be an asshole. Anything else, Will?
No, that's it. Don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole. And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and take a picture of this one. And then maybe we might tag you on Instagram or Twitter.